Well, a lot of people think you shouldn't rush the seasons. They think that's a bad idea. But after this winter, some of the most diehard winter-loving people I know have just about had it. So that's why it was so exciting to find out that Hartley Nature Center is partnering with Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center, and they're interested in recruiting and training citizen scientists. One of the projects they're going to be working on has to do with vernal ponds, and if you listen to Larry Weber regularly, you hear him talk about vernal ponds and how important they are. Another project they're working on includes a word I've never seen before. So we're going to Matt Willey of Hartley Nature Center to get the rest of the details. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you along with us this morning. So there's going to be a couple of citizen science workshops. Volunteers who are interested in helping with the Northland Vernal Pool Initiative and Anurin surveys?
That's right. Yep, Anurin surveys, which really is just a fancy way of saying frog and toad surveys.
Those are
our anurin friends. So.
People talk about canids and felids, and now we can throw in, well, what about the anurins?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's important that we learn little bits of jargon also on this program that we can toss out in conversation to try to impress other people. Now, this frog and toad business, it's been a number of years now, but it was actually in Minnesota, southern Minnesota, if I'm remembering correctly, that they discovered on a school trip with a bunch of very young citizen scientists. They started to discover these deformed frogs and started to look into what was creating the deformities and found some pollution of frogs and also kind of elevated frogs as an indicator species. We can watch frogs and see what's going on in our environment. How important are citizen scientists? And maybe to take a step back and say, and go back to frogs and say, how important are our anurins?
Yeah, absolutely. So frogs and toads are certainly vital to the environment, not only in southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota, but really around the globe. And a lot of the monitoring efforts were started in the late 90s in response to declining amphibian populations across the globe. And so the North American Amphibian Monitoring Program was started, I believe, in 1997. And with it was a set of standards and a set of protocols for monitoring amphibians and their populations across North America. And the Minnesota frog and toad calling surveys were kind of based off of those standards. And we have adapted our surveys in Hartley Park and Boulder Lake and really the Northland to those standards as well. And volunteers play an extremely vital role in the monitoring. You know, I think there's this misconception out there that all research has to be done by scientists at universities and who have millions of dollars in grant money. And that's partially true. But I think, you know, we're really missing out on a big opportunity if you don't get volunteers involved. And with both of the frog and toad monitoring surveys and the Northwoods Vernal Pool Initiative, a large majority of the data that will be collected by volunteers, which I think is really cool.
I would imagine that when you, obviously, I don't want to say that a volunteer can take the place of a scientist in every possible application, because that isn't true. But if a volunteer has been carefully trained, they understand very, very clearly and the methodology is laid out for them, and they are filling out all the paperwork, documenting their data carefully and appropriately, that citizens, obviously, they having volunteers gives you a huge pool of people that can cover a wider area, gather more data. But what are some of the other things that citizen scientists bring to the role when they're invited to take part in projects like this?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You know, I think as long as citizens are collecting the data in a carefully mannered way, and that's why we host these training workshops, you know, and they're collecting the data, and then researchers are taking the data that they've collected and analyzing it. And so the researchers are still very heavily involved. But, you know, with these surveys, and especially in places like Hartley Park and Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center, these people are already out on the trails hiking and walking through the park, and it doesn't take a lot of extra time to just stop. And in the case of the frog and toad calling surveys, stop and listen and what do you hear? And same with the vernal pools. If you're walking along the trails and you see a vernal pool, it doesn't take a lot of time to document that and turn that information over to the researchers who will then analyze that data and turn it into important information. But I think the coolest thing, you know, is we have a lot of volunteers that want to help. And, you know, sometimes, at Hartley Nature Center, for example, they'll come in and they'll pull buckthorn, which is an invasive species, or they'll do some trail maintenance projects, or they'll do these kind of one-time projects that, you know, they can be fun and they can be really important, but it's sometimes really nice to be able to give them something a little bit more robust and a project that's long-term, and they can see that data and the trends over time. And I think it makes the volunteers feel better about how they're contributing to the efforts. And that part of it for me, I think, is the part that I enjoy the most is seeing these volunteers grow and they really can do a lot. You know, we talked a little bit about how most of what they're going to be doing is observing. But with the vernal pool initiative, we're going to be having them collect some pretty significant data. And as long as they're trained properly on the methodology and they know where to turn that data in, that data can be really useful to us as researchers.
It's really exciting, too, I would imagine, to get people involved who have a passion for the outdoor world, for the natural world, for preserving it, being out in it, whatever that might be. Because when you give folks an opportunity to channel their passion, their love for something, they're a lot of times, I mean, they can just always bring their A game, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some very passionate people here in the Northland. And I think there's a lot of people that realize that, you know, some of the things that we're talking about affecting Hartley Nature Center, Hartley Park, Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center really affects all of us in the Northland. And so there's reason to be passionate about it. And they are, which is great.
Matt, there's been conversations on the national level in all parts of the country for a long, long time now, much, going back maybe 10 years, actually, maybe even longer, about science being discredited and when did we lose our faith in science and that kind of thing. Do you find, I don't see that really here in the Northland. I haven't really seen that. I think people live so closely with nature that I don't see that here. But do you find that getting volunteers involved as citizen scientists, giving them the opportunity to incorporate science in something that they do as a part of their everyday life, is a good thing societally speaking and a good thing for science?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I think the more you know about science, the more powerful you can become in a way. Knowledge really is power, and so I think if you're involved in it on a personal level, it affects your day-to-day life. I think you're more willing to believe in the science that's happening and to understand how helpful and how vital science is to our everyday lives.
Do you find that when folks volunteer to become citizen scientists, that many times or as possible with school stuff, they bring their kids along?
Absolutely, and especially at Hartley Nature Center. You know, we are an environmental education center, but we do a lot of programs with children, and we encourage it. You know, I think it's extremely important to get our children interested in not only the sciences, but in the outdoors and in the environment. And the more they're interested in it, the more they're willing to protect it. And, you know, I think all of us in the Northland here enjoy our open spaces. We enjoy our parklands and our public lands. A lot of us enjoy being outside, even in the wintertime when it's negative, 2, 3, even negative 20 degrees outside. So, yeah, absolutely. Getting the children interested in it is extremely important.
Well, Matt, we'll get a link set up on our website so folks can get more information about these workshops. The first one is coming up a week from tomorrow on March 9th at Hartley Nature Center. The second one is happening a couple of weeks later at Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center. And as I mentioned, we'll get some links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find the information and register for the trainings if they're interested. Thank you so much for taking some time for us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Matt Willey joined us this morning. He's with Hartley Nature Center, and they've got a couple of volunteer training workshops for citizen science volunteers coming up later this month.